Hello and welcome to this audio presentation of MobileSpeak Smartphone, the world's first fully functioning screen reader for Windows Mobile 5 smartphone devices. MobileSpeak Smartphone is developed by Code Factory of Barcelona, Spain. You can read more about MobileSpeak Smartphone and all of the exciting and innovative products developed by Code Factory and find a Code Factory distributor in your part of the world online at www.codefactory.es. My name is Earl Harrison of HandyTech North America, providers of assistive technology for the blind and visually impaired, including Code Factory products, located on the web at www.handytech.us. In this presentation, I'm going to be demonstrating the T-Mobile Dash, a quad-band GSM phone with an integrated QWERTY keyboard. Now, I selected the Dash for no other reason than I am a T-Mobile subscriber, locked into a contract, didn't feel like paying the early out penalties, and really I have no reason to leave T-Mobile at this point. I've got pretty decent coverage in my part of the country and most places that I go, and that's what's important to me. And of course, really what it comes down to when selecting a cell phone and a cell phone provider is what's important to you. The good news is that MobileSpeak Smartphone doesn't lock you into a particular provider, brand name cell phone, or even a cellular network. For example, here in the United States, the big providers are Singular, T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon Wireless. I'm happy to report that at the making of this recording that all four of those providers have phones that you can walk into the store and purchase on the spot that will work with MobileSpeak Smartphone. For example, in the CDMA network, we've got the Motorola Q, available from both Sprint and Verizon Wireless. On the GSM/GPRS side of the house, we've got the T-Mobile Dash, which I'm going to show you here today. And at the recording of this presentation, Singular has two very good smartphone options, the Singular 2125 and the 3125, the 3125 actually being a flip phone. And of course, there are any number of unlocked smartphone options available within the GSM network as well. All very good options, all very impressive phones, and all offering more computing power at your fingertips than you would have ever thought possible even 5 years ago. For the first time ever, blind and visually impaired consumers have access, good access, reliable access, to the same off-the-shelf smartphone devices as everyone else.
Hey, soapbox boy, get to the demo.
What in the world?
Yeah, we have it. Got all day.
Speaking of choices, MobileSpeak Smartphone offers many options with regard to TTS or text-to-speech engines in many different languages. The TTS engines that you just heard were Loquendo US English Susan and Phonics DeckTalk US English Paul. Everybody has their own reasons for why they like a particular TTS over another one, but again, the choice is yours, and the nice thing is that you can switch between TTS engines on the fly. Now, all smartphones have what's called a home key, and MobileSpeak Smartphone uses the home key as a modifier, that is, a key that you press before pressing another key to carry out a particular action. For example, pressing the home key, followed by the dial key, brings me into a list of text-to-speech engines and voices available within that TTS. I'll demonstrate.
MobileSpeak Smartphone window, TTS, list. 10 items, left soft OK, right soft cancel.
You notice that I'm placed into a list of items here, and I can just simply down arrow through the list.
Susan open parenthesis Loquendo embedded TTS close parenthesis 1 of 10.
And I hear Susan Loquendo embedded TTS, down arrow.
Use English Paul open parenthesis Phonics DeckTalk close parenthesis 2 of 10.
The US English Paul, the speech synthesizer that we're listening to now, down arrow.
Use English Wendy open parenthesis Phonics DeckTalk close parenthesis 3 of 10.
And the rest of these voices are also Phonics DeckTalk voices. I'll down arrow through the rest.
Use English Rita open parenthesis Phonics DeckTalk close Use English Ursula open. Use English Kid open Use English Dennis open Use English Frank open Use English Harry open Use English Betty open parenthesis Phonics DeckTalk close parenthesis 10 of 10.
And Betty is the 10th and last choice that we've got in this list. So I've got two TTS engines installed, Loquendo Susan, which only has one voice available, and Phonics DeckTalk, which has 9. I'm going to move back to the top of the list.
Use English Wendy, use English Paul, Susan open parenthesis Loquendo embedded TTS close parenthesis 1 of 10.
Simply press the up arrow to get here and press the enter key or the left soft button, which is just above the home key on this phone. Now, we heard what we affectionately refer to as the sonar, or submarine sound. That's the sound that we hear when the TTS is being loaded into memory, and when it stops, we can pretty well be rest assured that
T-mobile 9:36 PM we-5:1/17/2007, left soft start, right soft contacts.
Okay, that's pretty good, but I think that it's a little bit hot. In fact, the speaker on the phone is distorting, so I'm going to press that modifier key again, the home key, followed by the down arrow key, which will turn the volume down on this phone.
Volume 3. Volume 2.
Now that's a pretty good volume, and I think I like it at that volume. We heard a beep, and that tone is going to sound a couple seconds after I stop pressing keys while in the MobileSpeak smartphone interface. In other words, after I press the home key, I can adjust the volume.
Volume 1. Volume 2.
The rate.
Rate 9. Rate 10. Active mode advanced. Active mode, intermediate. Active mode, beginner.
I can cycle between beginner, intermediate, and advanced modes, and we'll talk a little bit more about these modes in a couple minutes.
Spell phonetic. Spell normal.
Here I'm toggling between normal and phonetic spelling. Let's go ahead and bring up the volume a little bit more.
Volume 3.
Back to a slightly distorted state. Oh, and we hear that we're out of time because I stopped pressing keys. So as long as you're pressing keys while in that MSS user interface mode, you can set your user preferences for a particular voice within a particular TTS, and MobileSpeak smartphone retains your settings for next time. Now, my preference for TTS engines is Phonix DeckTalk, and I like the voice Paul, so I'm just going to go ahead and press home, followed by the dial key.
MobileSpeak smartphone window, TTS, list 10 items, left soft OK, right soft cancel. Susan, open parenthesis, Liquido embedded. Use English call, open parenthesis, Phonix Gadget, close parenthesis, 2 of 10.
And I'll go ahead and press the left soft button.
Today screen.
I hear that I've returned to my today screen, and if I down arrow,
T-mobile 9:59 PM y-5:1/17/2007, left soft start, right soft contacts.
I hear the name of the network that I'm on, which is the T-Mobile network, the time, the fact that Wi-Fi is turned off, and the date. Now, the today screen is somewhat dynamic, and it is customizable. I'll go ahead and down arrow through my today screen so you can hear what else I've got on my phone. Yours may be different, of course.
No upcoming appointments.
I hear I don't have any appointments over the next 7 days. Either I need to get better about putting my appointments into my phone, or I'm going to be really bored. I'll down arrow.
Profile colon normal.
I hear that my profile is normal, as opposed to abnormal. Really, if I were to enter on this, I could select from a list of profiles such as silent, meeting, outdoors, whether I want to use a headset. And of course, each of these profiles are customizable as well. I'll down arrow.
Text messages, open parenthesis, 0, close parenthesis. Outlook e-mail, open parenthesis, 21, close parenthesis.
And I've synchronized my phone with Microsoft Outlook on my desktop computer. This means that all my information, such as calendar appointments, contacts, tasks, and Outlook email have been transferred over to my phone. And as I go about my business throughout the day and set up calendar appointments, jot down contact information, reply to email messages, all of these changes get transmitted back over to my desktop computer the next time that I synchronize. And synchronizing is simply a matter of plugging the USB cable that's connected into my desktop computer into my phone, at which point not only is my information updated and synchronized, but I'm also charging my phone at the same time. Now let's take a look at the start menu. The Win key is located just above the home key on my phone. I'll go ahead and press that one time.
Start window, list, one MobileSpeak smartphone, left soft more, right soft menu.
And I hear that MobileSpeak smartphone is the first item in this column. I'll go ahead and down arrow.
Two messaging, three instant messaging, four contacts, five voice notes, six calendar, seven Internet Explorer.
And we can have up to seven items in each column.
One MobileSpeak smartphone.
I just down arrowed again and wrapped around to the top item in this column. I'll right arrow one time.
One set up my e-mail.
Down arrow.
Two active sync. Three call history. Four settings. Five t-zones. Six tasks. Seven pocket MSN. One set up my e-mail.
Back to set up my email. Right arrow again.
One pictures and videos. Two Windows media. 3 com manager. 4 File Explorer. 5 Speed Dial. 6 Task Manager. 7 Voice Command. 1 Pictures and Videos.
And finally, I'll go one more to the right here.
1 Voice Command Setup. 2 Accessories. 3 Applications. 4 Games. 5D Dash Mobile Hotspot. 1 Voice Command Setup.
We hear in this last column that we've only got 5 items. So I heard 2 columns ago, I'll left arrow to the left twice.
1 Pictures and Videos. 1 Setup My Dash Mail.
That call history was the third option. If I want to check out my call history, I can just go ahead and press the number 3 here.
Call history window list. Incoming Earl Harrison. Left soft save. Right soft menu.
That's right. I've got no appointments and I'm calling myself on the phone. It doesn't get sadder than that, folks. At any rate, now that I'm here, I can either save this information because I heard left soft save, or I can get into the menu system with a right soft button. So I'll go ahead and do that.
Find contact. 1 of 8.
Find contact.
Send text message. 2 of 8.
I can even send myself a text message. I might do that. Down arrow here.
E-mail, 3 of 8.
Email.
View timers, 4 of 8. Delete, 5 of 8.
Delete the call.
Delete list, 6 of 8.
Or I can delete the entire list if I want to.
Save to contacts, 7 of 8.
Okay, so I've also got the option to save this person to contacts. Now, I can bail out of here and return to my today screen at any point from wherever I am simply by pressing the end key. On this phone, it happens to be over to the far right. I'll go ahead and do this.
Today screen, left soft start, right soft contacts.
Okay, and now from the today screen, I'll press the win key.
Start window, list, 1 mobile speak smartphone, left soft more, right soft menu.
Let's go ahead and take a quick look of the options available to us within the mobile speak smartphone application. I'll press enter on it.
1 mobile speak smartphone. Control panel window, list, modes, 1 of 11, left soft open, right soft exit.
And you hear for every time we get into a new screen, we hear left soft something and right soft something. And this information is context sensitive and of course is always changing based on where you are. In this case, I hear that I'm placed in the mobile speak smartphone control panel. There are 11 items, the first of which is called modes and is selected. And I can either press left soft to open modes or press right soft to exit the mobile speak smartphone control panel. Now you may remember after I pressed the home key earlier and was pressing buttons all over my phone, at one point we heard beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Well, it's these modes that we're referring to. Each mode has a different level of verbosity, the beginner level being the most verbose. So here's an example of how a couple quick keystrokes can very quickly cycle me between modes, and it's from within the modes menu within the MobileSpeak smartphone control panel that allows me to go and fine-tune what it means to be beginner, intermediate, or advanced modes. I'll go ahead and down arrow to the next item.
Audio settings, 4 of 11.
Audio settings, here's an option that allows us to route the audio signal to a Bluetooth wireless headset. I'll down arrow again.
Device manager, 7 of 11.
Device manager. MobileSpeak smartphones support several devices, such as braille displays and keyboards. It's here in the device manager where you can select the particular device that you want to use at any given moment. And once that device is selected, it becomes the default. So if I want to use the Braille display, for example, I can simply press the home key followed by the letter B. We're going to demonstrate that a little bit later. I'm going to quickly go down through the rest of the items in this menu.
Registration, 10 of 11.
Registration, well, this is very important. This is where you go to find your MobileSpeak smartphone serial number. MobileSpeak smartphone offers a 30-day trial period during which people have a fully functioning version of MobileSpeak smartphone. During this time, not only can you see if MSS is going to work for you, but you can see if you've got choices between phones. Some providers have trial periods that you can use concurrent with the MSS trial period. It's a great way not only to find out what MSS can do, but what you can do with a particular device. At any rate, it's here within registration where you would go when you want to get your MSS serial number, the serial number that's generated when you installed MSS. You'll need this number when you go to purchase MSS so that your dealer can generate a license code, which you would also input into this registration dialog. I'll down arrow.
Modes, 1 of 11.
And you hear we wrap back around to modes. So in this case, we've got rows and columns, but they're oriented a little bit differently. You've got 1, 2, and 3 going from left to right, and then you go down to the next row, and you've got 4, 5, and 6, etc. What I'd like to do now is down arrow to my device manager.
Audio settings, 4 of 11. Device manager, 7 of 11.
And just take a look at a couple of options here. I'm going to press the left soft button to open this item.
Device manager window list, Brolino BL2/C1-06116, 1 of 1, left soft options, right soft back.
I hear that I've got one item in this list of devices that I've got paired up and connected with this cell phone. And if I press the left soft button,
add new device, 1 of 7.
I can certainly add a new device.
Connect, 2 of 7.
Connect the one that's selected.
Disconnect, disabled, 3 of 7.
Disconnect, disabled, because, well, there's nothing connected at the moment.
Delete, 4 of 7.
Delete this device completely.
Device information, 5 of 7.
And get some device information here.
Turn Bluetooth off, 6 of 7.
Turn Bluetooth off.
About, 7 of 7.
About.
Add new device,
and
1 of 7.
We're back to add new device. And we hear a little beep, 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 beep in my headset. Maybe you can hear it as well. That's actually the Bluetooth radio transmitting here. I'm going to go ahead and press Enter. I could also press the left soft button to get into the add device. And let's see what our options are here.
Add new device, 1 of 3 window. Which type of device would you like to add? List, balcony, 1 of 16, left soft back, right soft next.
We hear we've got 16 choices here. The first one being Balm, which is the name brand. Connie, if I down arrow.
Balm Pocket Vario, 2 of 16.
Balm Pocket Vario, these are all Braille displays.
Balm Pronto, 3 of 16.
The Pronto, otherwise known as the Braille Note PK here in the U.S.
Balm Super Vario, 4 of 16. Handytech Braille Star, 5 of 16.
There's the Braille Star.
Handytech Braille Wave, 6 of 16. Handytech Braille, 7 of 16.
And there's the Braille display that I've got connected. So I'm going to go ahead and bail out, and I can get all the way back to my today's screen simply by pressing the End Call button on the far right side here on the top.
Today screen, left soft start, right soft contacts.
And since I've already paired my Braille with this phone, and I've used the device manager to connect it once, it knows that my Braille is the default Braille display. And this could also be something like a Think Outside Stowaway Bluetooth keyboard, for example, a regular QWERTY keyboard, or a Braille keyboard. But since Braille was the last Braille, or really the only Braille display that I've ever connected with this phone, I can simply turn on the Braille and issue a command. And that command is going to be home plus B for Braille.
Enabling Braille.
We hear enabling Braille, and I'm going to... And as I was setting my phone down, I also heard MSP Braille Ready. And what do I see on this 20-cell Braille display that I have in front of me? MSP Braille Ready. If I use the triple action keys on either side of the Braille Eno, I'm actually navigating. I'll go ahead and pick up my phone again here and put it closer to the microphone. So in one hand, I've got my phone. And that phone could be 20 feet away from me in my briefcase if I'd like, because I've got complete control of the cell phone with the Braille display. And that includes input of text in grade 2. It's fantastic. I'll go ahead and continue to down arrow through my today screen here.
Profile colon normal. Text messages open parenthesis 0 close parenthesis. Outlook e-mail open parenthesis 21 close parenthesis.
Okay, so I can up arrow.
Text message profile colon.
Let's say to profiles and press enter on it.
Profiles dialog list 1 normal left soft done right soft menu.
And of course I can navigate profiles that are available to me. I don't really want to do anything with my profiles right now, so I'm going to activate, again, with the Braille display. The left soft button, I think, is the button I need to press to bail out. So I'm going to press a spacebar plus .7 on the Braille keyboard.
Today screen, left soft start, right soft contact.
And again, I'm back to my today screen. If I want to go into my contacts, for example, I'll do the right soft button, and you can probably imagine that that's a spacebar in combination with .8 on my Braille keyboard.
Contacts window list, lesson name greater, 1 of 187, left soft new, right soft menu.
Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Braille for this demo, but suffice it to say that Braille support has gotten very good with MobileSpeak's smartphone. You can completely control your smartphone from your Braille display and get crisp, accurate Braille. And I think the most exciting thing is that it supports grade 2 Braille as well. That means that you can send somebody a text message, for example, type it entirely in grade 2 Braille, send it on its way, and of course the recipient sees nothing but text. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn off Braille with that keystroke home followed by the letter B.
Braille off.
Now let's take a look at Windows Media Player. The nice thing about having a Windows Mobile smartphone is that you can also use it as your MP3 player, your book reader. MSS does support Audible Player, a mainstream audio content service that you can read more about at www.audible.com. I have a 1 gig SD micro memory card on this phone, which is pretty remarkable. I bought it for, I think, about $32 at the local computer store. So I'm going to go ahead and press the Win key.
Run MobileSpeak smartphone.
And I know that Windows Media Player is in the third column, so I'm going to go two to the right.
One set up my one pictures and videos.
And one down.
Two Windows Media.
There it is. And I'm just going to go ahead and press Enter.
Two Windows Media. Library window list. My music. One of five. Left soft play disabled. Right soft menu.
I hear left soft play disabled because there's no music loaded into the memory right now. Now, Code Factory has done a fantastic job with support for the Windows Media Player. Let's go ahead and get into My Music.
My Music window. List all music. One of four. Left soft play. Right soft menu.
By the way, I'm not pumping the sound from my phone through my mixing console because I don't have the connector that it takes to go from the phone to the console. The T-Mobile Dash comes with a pretty nice headset with stereo earbuds and a microphone, and the sound quality is actually pretty good. But unfortunately, it uses a USB Type 1, I think it's called, adapter on the phone side instead of what you would normally see on a set of headphones, like a 1/8 inch standard headphone jack. So at any rate, we'll do the best we can here, and I'll press the left soft button to start the music playing. It's actually not bad coming through these little speakers on the T-Mobile Dash. I do know that the music's quite loud in comparison to the TTS, the Phonics Deck Talk. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it down simply by pressing down arrow. Okay, so we hear that we can actually adjust the volume of the Windows Media Player separate from the Deck Talk speech. Now, if I want to skip ahead a little bit, I can do so by simply pressing the right arrow here. I can move ahead by bigger chunks by holding that right arrow down. And we went ahead several seconds simply by holding down the right arrow. And of course, the left arrow will bring us back the other direction. If, while I'm listening to the song, I want to find out the name of the artist, the name of the album, and the track, I'm going to go ahead and turn this down a little bit further. On this phone, I can actually press the letter T.
Song title : Don't Forget to Remember Me. Artist : Carrie Underwood. Album : Some Hearts.
So I heard that the artist's name is Carrie Underwood. The name of the song is Don't Forget to Remember Me. And the name of the album is Some Hearts. Pressing the letter X will bring me to the next track. And pressing the letter B will actually bring me to the prior track. I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'll press the letter X. It actually brought me to the same song, so I'm going to press it again. Okay, I'm going to up arrow here so we hear a little bit more music.
Volume 44.
And I'll go to the next track here. Okay. if for whatever reason I want to mute the music, I can do that simply by trying to navigate my way around on this keyboard here. Where's the letter U?
Mute on.
Okay, there it is. Mute on, just press the letter U.
Mute off.
And mute off. Okay, so that's Windows Media Player. I think that Code Factory has done an outstanding job on this application. Well, it seems that we're about out of time. I think I've covered just about everything that I wanted to cover, except for the third-party applications. One of the primary differences between a smartphone and a pocket PC phone is that a smartphone is really intended to be a phone first. That is, the emphasis is on the phone features. And you've got some added PDA functionality, such as calendar appointments, contacts, messaging, email, and actually the list goes on. But one thing that the pocket PC phones have that the Windows Mobile smartphones do not is a word processor or a note taker. Vika WordPad, V-I-E-K-A, I think I'm saying that right, is a free download. If you do a Google search for Vika WordPad, it'll come up all over the place. This is a very nice text editing program with some file management capabilities, very similar to WordPad or Notepad on your computer. Bare bones, but the price is right. It's a free download, and it turns your phone into a fantastic little note taker. I mentioned the Audible Player from audible.com earlier that allows you to download audio content to your phone. Also works very well with Mobile Speak smartphone. Code Factory has also done a wonderful job in providing support for the Skype voice over IP client that allows you to voice chat for free with other Skype users from anywhere in the world. And finally, this is my favorite, the AvantGo client, the free service that allows you to subscribe to any number of publications and have access to late-breaking news and weather. I have the AvantGo client installed on this phone. In fact, I stopped the recording, went and downloaded some content, and for the sake of time, I just went ahead and queued up a page from the New York Times so you can get a feel for how MobileSpeak smartphone reads with the AvantGo client.
The New York Times on the web.
Okay, so I hear New York Times on the web, and if I continue to down arrow,
link image, link latest news.
I want to read the latest news, so I'm going to press enter on that.
Image, the New York Times on the web. Image, Thursday, January 18th, 2007. Today's latest news, link or to oversee U.S. wiretapping in terror cases.
Okay, so if I hear a story that I want to read, I just up arrow.
Link or to oversee U.S. wiretapping in terror cases.
And press enter on it. At which point I can read the story in its entirety.
www.nighttimes.com, core to oversee U.S. wiretapping in terror cases, by Eric Lichtblau and David Johnston. Washington, January 17th, the Bush administration, in a surprise reversal, said on Wednesday that it had agreed to give a secret court jurisdiction.
You may be happy to find out also that it works very well with the Braille support that MobileSpeak smartphone has to offer as well. Code Factory's done a fantastic job of listening to their customer base and developing a product that really hits the mark in terms of access to off-the-shelf mainstream technology. Well, that's it for this time around. My name is Earl Harrison with HandyTech North America, and I hope that you've enjoyed this audio presentation.